The Torah tells us that the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer is to count Sheva Shabbatot Tumimot, 7 complete weeks. And because of this requirement of Tumimot, the halacha is that ideally a person should count each day of the Omer at the very beginning of the halachic day, meaning as soon as it gets dark in the evening. However, if a person didn't count as soon as it got dark in the evening, then the Shulchan Aruch tells us that they can carry on counting throughout the night. There is a question in the Achronim, what should a person do if he's going to be davening Maariv later on? That's in general we say that a person counts Sfirat HaOmer after davening Maariv, because we've got the principle of Tadir Rishain or Tadir, Tadir Kodem, that when one has 2 mitzvot to fulfill, one of which is a frequently observed mitzvah and one of them is an occasionally observed mitzvah, the more frequently observed mitzvah comes first. But in this case, the 2 mitzvot aren't being done at the same time. A person wants to daven Maariv at 10 o'clock in the evening and to count Sfira at 9 o'clock in the evening. Should they wait and count Sfira after Maariv, or should they do it as soon as possible when it gets dark? So the maskana, the conclusion of the Achronim, seems to be that if a person's going to be davening Maariv B'tzibur with a minyan, which of course is not happening at the moment, so then they should wait and count Sfira after Maariv together with the congregation. But if they're going to be davening Maariv by themselves later on, so then they should count Sfirat HaOmer as soon as it gets dark, and then later on they'll daven Maariv. What if a person didn't count the Omer the entire night? So then there's a machloket in the Rishonim as to whether or not it's valid for them to count the next day. Some Rishonim hold that b'diavad, if a person didn't count at night, they can still count that day of the Omer during the day, even with a bracha. Whereas others hold that it's not valid to count the Omer during the day, and the mitzvah Sfirat HaOmer is davka, a mitzvah that has to be done at night. La halacha we pasken that in such a case a person should count the Omer in the day, but without saying a bracha. The pasuk says usfartem lachem, that you should count for yourselves, and based on this the poskim learn that it's a mitzvah kol echad ve'echad lispor, that it's a mitzvah for every individual to count the Omer themselves. What does that come to exclude? So there's a machloket in the Rishonim what this comes to exclude. Some understand the fact that it says usfartem lachem rather than usfartem lacha or sfarta lacha or just usfartem. That indicates to us that the principles of shomer ka'oner don't work here, and that whereas usually with a mitzvah, particularly a verbal mitzvah, one person can do the mitzvah on behalf of another and the other person will listen and fulfill their obligation, like for example we do with Kiddush on Friday nights, that doesn't work with Sfirat HaOmer. Whereas others hold that what it means is simply that it's not a mitzvah on Beit Din to do for the whole community, like counting Shmitin and Yovlot is, but rather that everybody has to do the mitzvah themselves, but in fact they can fulfill the obligation through the mechanism of Shomer Ka'oneh. Rav Soloveitchik is of the opinion that Shomer Ka'oneh doesn't work for Sfirat HaOmer, because he says that Shomer Ka'oneh only works with a mitzvah where the mitzvah is reciting something. But here the mitzvah isn't simply reciting something, but it's also counting something, and counting involves an awareness of the sequence of numbers that one is relating, and whilst one can fulfill the requirement to recite something through the mechanism of Shomer Ka'oneh, one can't fulfill the requirement of being aware of a sequence of numbers through the mechanism of Shomer Ka'oneh. La halacha, everybody agrees that the Baal Tefillah, or that one person is able to say the bracha on behalf of everybody, and everybody else can respond amen and fulfill the bracha through the mechanism of Shomer Ka'oneh. But in practice, we don't do that, and in practice, everybody says their own bracha. Very famously, the Shulchan Aruch says that if a person's not sure what day of the Omer to count, and they ask somebody, just as it's getting dark, what day of the Omer is it tonight? The person should respond, last night was X or Y, rather than saying tonight is the fourth night or tonight is the fifth night, because if they do so then they've already fulfilled the mitzvah and they won't be able to count again with a bracha. That's in many shuls, they're very particular to announce on a Friday night, don't forget to count the Omer, and last night was 6 or last night was 10. In actual fact, it's not necessary to do it like that, because the Mishnah Berurah points out, unless you say that today or tonight is X days, so then you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. If you just say that tonight is 6, so it could be 6 guests coming for dinner, or 6 p.m. or whatever it is. You need to say today is the 6th day, preferably of the Omer as well. And also, if you have negative kavanah, if you have in mind that you're not going to be yotzei with this counting, so then you're certainly not yotzei. And furthermore, the Achron and discuss, in any event, we have a principle of mitzvot srichot kavanah, that in general you don't fulfill a mitzvah unless you've got the intention to do so. So it shouldn't be a problem if you just say, yeah, it's 6 or something like that. Adkan.